Welcome to a TNIAB special where we cover E3 2015. On this episode, the Microsoft press briefing. I'm Vince. I'm here with Anthony.
Hello.
And Anthony, like tradition would suggest, you have missed a large chunk of the Microsoft presser.
Yeah, I missed the first half because I decided to set an alarm, but not actually activate the alarm.
And for audiences out there, what time is the Microsoft press conference at?
12:30.
Like just afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and you still managed to sleep in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
To be fair, I was up playing with toys last night. So,
till what?
Till 2:30.
Wow.
Because I couldn't figure out how to get this damn hammer into Galgaigar's hand.
Yeah.
And it turns out you just got to force it in.
Well, that's besides the point. You still got enough sleep and you still missed.
Still missed it.
But that's okay because I'm sure you read up on all the big announcements.
I did.
Well, I'm going to hit you with the stuff you missed first.
Okay.
And basically, the structure of the show works. We don't really go through everything, just the stuff that interests us.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, Halo 5 Guardians was the first to be shown off at the Microsoft press.
So I read something about this having, I guess I don't want to skip. You go through it because I don't want to skip over things if you have, an order for it.
No, I don't. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
It's Halo 5. And I think a lot of the advertisement has been surrounding the Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if this was revealed earlier or not, but I think they made it a clear point that there are two main characters.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Master Chief and I believe his name is Agent Locke.
Okay.
So it's one campaign, two main characters, but it's I think it's set up as the Hunted and the Hunter.
Oh, okay.
Or it's either that or the Chaser and the Leader, something along those lines. And so Master Chief is the leader, right? And he's doing off his own thing, and the other character is trying to find him.
Oh, okay.
But the big story is that both characters aren't alone. They have their own team with them.
Wait, so does Master Chief have someone other than Cortana?
Apparently they didn't show anything, but they did mention that he has some sort of team with him.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't, maybe I'm inferring that differently, but they did show a lot of Agent Locke and he has a full team. So it's like Reach.
Oh, sweet.
Only you can command your team. You can ask them to shoot things, heal other squad mates.
So it's the dog in Fallout 4?
Yes, but you have three other people.
Okay.
And one of them people is Buck from ODST.
Okay.
And if you don't know who Buck from ODST is, he is Nathan Fillion.
Oh.
Straight up. Character straight model Nathan and voice.
Huh.
So that's exciting.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, my favorite Halo games have always been the ones that don't star Master Chief. And so just seeing that got me excited. But otherwise, it looks like Halo.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, you played the beta a bit, right? The Guardians.
I played the beta at your house, yeah, a bit. I had to get used to the thruster controls.
Mm.
Those were, those seemed like a huge part of the game.
Yes.
And I just couldn't get used to it.
Yeah, so the campaign looks a lot to have more of that stuff in it. Thrusting around, dashing, running. Iron sights, all the things they put in that beta. And speaking of that beta, they also showed off an addition to their multiplayer. And honestly, it looks like they're taking the Titanfall route and they're doing, I think, 12-on-12 plus AI.
Oh, okay.
So they only showed a trailer for it though, so I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I guess this is that big Battlefield type thing.
Yeah,
that they were talking about.
It's called Warzone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Halo 5 looks solid. I mean, not the most exciting thing for me personally, but it looks like fun.
Yeah, it's kind of making me want to play Halo 4, because, I remember playing Halo 2. I don't remember Halo 3 that much.
Okay.
And I never played Halo 4.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, it's doing its job to, kind of hook me in,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of want to go buy the Anniversary Collection just to be able to play those single-player campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Halo 4 is, I think the best thing about Halo 4 is that it introduced a new enemy.
Oh, the Forerunners?
Yes.
Their weapons look cool.
And yeah, and the way they activate is pretty cool too. But yeah, no. Guardians looks solid. I don't know if I'll buy it on day one, but I'll eventually play it.
Eventually, okay.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me what interested you?
For me, I really was interested in the trailer for ReCore.
Really?
Yeah, which is Keiji Inafune's new game.
Mm-hmm.
People might know him as the Mega Man guy or the guy who's developing Mighty No. 9 on Kickstarter right now.
Yes.
But he is working with the ex-Metroid Prime developers to make this new game.
Mm.
And just from the trailer, it looked... it's like this really lighthearted adventure that I kind of miss. Like, I'm looking at my shelf of current-gen games right now, and it's really all, like, dark and gritty stories, like Far Cry 4, Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes,
yeah.
Last of Us, like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, I'm pretty excited for more of a lighter feel, like, and that's what the trailer gave me. Like, you have these cores and you can put them in different robots and you can get different robot companions, it seems like, because at the end title they show all these different types of robots with the different blue cores in them.
Yes.
Yeah, so it just looked like a really cool trailer to me, and I actually really want to see actual gameplay from it.
Yeah,
but I just like the kind of lighthearted tone it's bringing to current gen instead of just, yo, check out the world ending or stuff like that.
Yeah, the trailer was interesting. I think the first 5 seconds I thought it was Star Wars for a second.
With this, all the sand?
Yeah. And then I knew. And then I saw Keiji Inafune and I'm like, nope, not Star Wars.
Not even close.
But it seemed interesting. I just wish I knew what kind of genre it was.
Yeah, right. There's like nothing on this game other than the thing. Like, I would like, I'd probably assume that it's some sort of third-person shooter because of the gun she was using, and, like, I don't think they'd use that kind of art style in a first-person game, at least.
Yeah, that's what my thought was first, but then I'm thinking, Keiji Inafune, first-person shooter.
Or third-person shooter?
Yeah, or third-person. I'm like, would he really make a shooter?
Well, didn't he work on Shadows of the Damned with Suda?
Did he?
I think so. Like, I could go walk over and break podcast to check out the game case, but...
Okay. No, you're probably right. Maybe... Yeah, his name was on there. But, yeah, it just seems weird. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It looks fun. I hope it's good.
I'm there, like, just like how, like, Kojima's probably never going to make another Metal Gear game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really excited for developers that I like to try something new. And, like... Even if it fails, like, that experience can only help those developers make better games in the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unless you're Suda 51, where you go backwards for some reason and you just make worse games.
Yep. Trying to recapture that magic.
Yeah. just do something else, man.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Next up on the list I have that I thought looked cool was, there was Forza 6, which, you know, Forza racing game. and just as a small tangential note, the racing game genre is probably the one genre that has evolved the least over the years.
Well, would you say car destruction is not evolution?
No, that's just something we've been waiting for.
Yeah, true.
Ever since the first racing game. We were like, okay, but when can I destroy my car? Anyways.
Yeah, like, when can I take this Porsche and like, break it?
Yes. But yeah, so it's the genre that's least changed, and yet I'm always excited when there's a new one.
Well, you love racing, my friend.
I do.
I think you just have to admit it.
I do. Now, there's one thing that I think it was in Forza first, certainly Forza 3 or 4 was one of the first games to include it, but there's an option to have your controller with manual settings and a clutch.
Okay.
And I've always had a big problem doing it on the controller because you don't have to contort your hand to shift gears.
Okay.
And... after a long time, I think Microsoft has solved the problem by introducing a brand new Elite controller.
This controller looks so cool.
With built-in paddle shifters. And that is solely why I want this controller, because it means that I can hit the triggers for gas and brake. I can have the paddles for shifting. And now I have an extra set of fingers I can use for the clutch. And I'm just getting excited. I think it looks awesome. And then, of course, there's all these other features on the controller that I know you're way more excited about.
like all the interchangeable parts, like what were those trigger locks in the back?
Yep.
If you don't want if you don't want all four activated at the same time,
Mm-hmm.
like man, just this whole controller looks like I mentioned it, but to you, but it just looks like Mad Catz got a hold of an Xbox controller and they put all their Rat 7 mouse tech into this controller,
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe
right?
they did get a hold of Mad Catz.
Yeah, maybe,
Yeah.
but this is it's kind of crazy. Like I love my mouse for all the interchangeable parts and stuff, but like that controller looks like it adds so much just ease of use functionality to a controller. Like it does add more buttons and it has the potential to be more complicated if games start using the whole controller.
Yes.
But for games that don't use the whole controller, being able to remap buttons,
Yeah.
so like I can remap certain things like grenades or melee attacks to the back paddles. Like that looks really cool. I like how I can just change the way I play certain games to make it easier for me or for people to make it easier for them.
Yeah, the other thing I want to mention about this controller though is I can't wait to try it out because I'm curious about the ergonomics of it now. Like how much they've had to change it to implement those back paddles and
Yeah, that is an interesting thing. From the pictures, it kind of just looks like a straight 360 controller with the paddles, but like the back is dipped in more.
Yeah, so I want to know if it feels better in the hand because at the moment
Yeah.
I think the PS4 one is the best in hand. Like just the shape of the controller.
Oh, the PS4, okay.
Yeah. And I hope it's close to that at least.
That's because they took some cues from that old PS3 banana controller that nobody wanted.
Sure.
No, but the one thing I noticed is I don't think I saw a battery pack on the back of that controller unless I missed it.
That's a good question. It's probably there. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe there isn't one.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the back of this thing right now, and like there's like a square to where like just above the paddle shifters at the bottom, but I don't know if that's a battery pack or not. Like, because
Yeah.
if this thing was straight recharge only, that'd be fucking sick.
Yeah. It might be. Well, you know what? That looks pretty close to what's currently on my Xbox One.
Yeah, I'm comparing it. Like it probably is a battery pack, but maybe I hope it's not a battery pack. Like AA batteries at least. Like if it was
No.
re
Okay.
replaceable charger rechargeable battery pack. Because right now my Xbox One controller just uses AA's.
Oh, you didn't buy the thing.
No, I didn't get the charge and play pack.
Okay, because I just opened up mine. I'm like, oh, I do have the charge and play pack.
Yeah, I'm using straight up AA's.
Yeah, actually, the more I look at it, it looks like it's just a regular charge and play pack.
That'd be cool then. If it had built-in charge and play, that's a bonus for me.
Okay. Cool. All right, hit me with the next thing you've been interested in.
The next thing I'm interested in is backwards compatibility.
Really?
Yeah, man. So the thing with Xbox is I never owned an Xbox 360.
Oh, okay. That makes a
And
whole lot more sense now.
yeah, and there are a bunch of games on the Xbox 360 that I'd like to play. And I even own certain 360 games, even though I don't have a 360 that I'd like to play. So this is like a cool thing for me. I'm a big fan of backwards compatibility. Just because it's just less stuff in my home entertainment system, I guess.
Yep.
But yeah, like I'm really excited for this. I really want to play older games that I didn't get a chance to play. Like I want to go back and play like the old Crackdown games. I never got to play those, or
Okay.
just like Amp 3. Like I want to play Amp 3 again because that game's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if this opens it up to so like on my 3DS I can play Japanese DS games. Like I don't know if this backwards compatibility will just be like uniform across the world or if they're gonna still keep it region locked.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, because I would love to be able to import all the cave bullet hells that didn't come out on PS3
Yeah.
for the Xbox 360 and stuff like that. And if I could play them on my Xbox One, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out because the 360 was region locked, right?
Yeah, it was. So like history would say that it would be region locked again, like
Yeah.
just through software backwards compatibility, but one can dream.
Yeah, I mean, they said they have to go through a lot of work to do it, so I mean, if they're doing all that work, maybe they went ahead and took off the region locking.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
But let's not get our hopes up too soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know my stance on this. I buy a new console to play new games, so...
Yeah, to play new games, yeah.
It's not a really big deal for me. I'm looking at my shelf right now. I think the only backwards compatible games I want to play are my Mass Effect games.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this inkling feeling that in about 1 hour from now, when we're watching the EA show, we're going to see a Mass Effect HD collection.
Does this have all the games?
Yeah, and all the DLC, so I'm kind of just like... And this backwards compatibility doesn't launch until... holiday 2015 anyway.
Yeah, and it's only like 100 games because it is software compatibility. It's not straight out the gate you can play everything. Yeah.
So we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
We shall see. Okay, moving along. The Xbox conference had an indie game section.
Okay.
And again, I'm not the biggest fan of indie games, though lately I've been more converted just because they are gradually getting to those I guess what you would call back in the PS2 days, the B-level games.
Oh, my favorite games.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I know exactly.
They're not the AAA, but they're not like absolute piles of shit.
Yeah, usually the B games have really interesting gameplay mechanics.
Yeah,
and that other games steal later on.
I feel like indie games are finally getting to that level.
So is there any indie game that you were specifically hyped on or
want to play? They showed a lot, but the one that really caught my eye was Cuphead.
Oh, okay. Good. Because that game was shown last year, too.
Yeah.
And I really want to play Cuphead.
Like, wow. Like, it literally looks like a 50s cartoon?
Yeah, I think they're going to like even older, like 1930s, Steamboat Mickey style.
Yeah, 30s cartoon, yeah. But it doesn't really look like someone's playing it. Like we always say like, oh, it's like like when we play a modern platformer, it's like, oh, it's like you're playing a Disney movie.
Yeah.
But
you can always tell it's a video
game. Yeah, but this, like, oh man, lines are blurred and there's no HUD, or at least maybe it's off.
Yeah, for a while, like, I was confused if there was, like, is this gameplay or is this, like, just a trailer? But, like, after that they mentioned, like, yo, no, that's straight gameplay. I'm like, what? How is that gameplay? Like, there's no video game HUD. There's no button prompts. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, and, it's just, it looks like fun. It looks,
yeah, the game looks really great.
It looks great. I do hope it's more than just visuals and the theme that they're going for. I hope that there is some solid gaming foundations there.
Yeah, of course, you can't really
make
a video game only based on a movie.
Yeah, but and then, of course, they had other indie games, which, again, looked like they're edging towards that B level that I like, so mm-hmm. Cool.
Rise of the B level games.
Yeah, can't wait.
Gonna get my new indie god hand. It'll be sweet.
Let's not reach too far.
Get my new indie Killer 7. Let's do this.
All right, let's keep this moving along then. Hit me with something else.
More old games, my friend.
More old games?
Yeah. Rare is coming out with a Rare collection, and they're bringing 30 games for $30 onto disc.
Yeah, so when they announced this, I immediately thought of you. I'm like, oh, I know who this is for.
It's for me.
I was like, I have no interest, but I know who this is for.
Yo, they got Battletoads, they got RC Pro-Am.
Yeah, when I saw RC Pro-Am, I was like, okay, maybe it's for me.
Maybe it's RC Pro-Am. Then they got like other garbage like Blast Corps and Perfect Dark Zero.
Yes, not all Rare games were fantastic.
Yeah, but the thing is about this collection is I'm not necessarily the most hyped on the collection itself. I'm most hyped that hopefully this collection will drive down the price of old Rare games. So I can finally buy a copy of N64 copy of Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Why don't you just want to play it on the one?
Because I like to have it. I like to have the I like to have the original version.
Oh wait, do you just want to buy it and then?
Yeah, like I would if I bought the collection. I'd obviously rather play the Conker's on the Xbox One.
Okay.
But I kind of want like I like to have those old games for like the history purpose, I guess.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. You weren't interested in their actual game that they announced?
Their pirate game.
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, at first I was like, is this like first-person Banjo-Kazooie? What's going on over here?
Yeah.
But it looks It looks pretty cool. Man, it looks like a pirate game.
Did you know I like pirates?
I know that you, I don't know if you like pirates, but I know you love pirates.
I do love pirates.
Okay.
Yeah, so seems interesting.
Yeah, it reminds me of this. There was this old game for the PS2. It was like Cat's Pirates Adventure. You played this female pirate.
Wow.
And you could like do, you could like build your ship and go on land and do sea battles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a way, way better version of that.
It does. It does.
And I can't, like, if they can get, the thing with pirate games is if ship combat isn't good for me, it doesn't feel good, that game is trash to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was playing Assassin's Creed 3, my least favorite part of that was the ship combat.
Right.
Yeah. And so like it totally turned me off of the new one. 4? Was it 4 that had the, or was it one of the side titles that had the mostly pirate ship stuff?
No, that was 4, Black Flag.
Yeah, Black Flag. So like it totally turned me off of 4. I was like, because I don't want to do any more ship battles. So like as long as they can get ship battling in a way that I feel is fun to control and stuff, I'll totally be down with that game.
Yes.
Because going on adventures, like high sea adventures and finding treasure and stuff, like that's never not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right then. Couple other things I'm gonna say it's like a small thing, but it's not because it's like the best thing. It's Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
So how did you like? So I was talking with one of my friends while watching the live stream,
yes.
And he said that he didn't feel the game looked visually all that great.
No, I disagree. I think it looks about as on par as what we've come to expect with current gen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if I were to pull back, I'd say current gen games don't look as great as I thought they would be looking as a whole.
Yeah, so, like, the thing I keep comparing it to is The Order.
Yeah.
Even though that game, I've never played it, but apparently it doesn't play that well. Yeah. Like, I felt that game right now is the current gen standard for, like, or not standard, but like the pinnacle mm-hmm. of how good a game can look on these consoles.
It does, yeah, definitely. That's for sure, but that comes at a cost.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like when I look at The Order, I think of Resident Evil 5.
Oh, okay.
In that, like that game looked fantastic, but if you think about what that game actually had to do, it wasn't really much.
Yeah, and like I totally realized that because I beat that game at least 4 times to get the
right. Platinum. Like it's you're going down a hallway.
Yeah, and everything is very predictable. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not the most open of games.
Right, and Tomb Raider is much in the like it's. I think a more apt comparison would be how does this look against the new Batman game? Because those two games are structured very similarly, mm-hmm. right? Like the 3D Metroidvania style.
Yeah, yeah.
And in comparison to what I've seen from Batman in this trailer, I think they look about on par.
Okay, all right.
It's hard to tell because in every Batman thing, everything is wet and raining. And that just makes everything look better.
That's what you do. You want to show off a game, you show it either wet, like some sort of extreme weather condition.
Exactly.
So like, the extreme weather condition in this trailer there was gameplay in this too, right?
Was
a blizzard. Mm-hmm. So they were outside a mountain. On the side of a mountain looking at snow and just like things going nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. But yeah, no, you already know I love Tomb Raider.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say it. I love Tomb Raider too. That as well. Like that new Tomb Raider game is really good.
And that's why it was deserving of TNIB's 2013 Game of the Year.
It was.
Uh-huh. And yeah, no, but like Tomb Raider is still the game I'm most excited for this year, and everything I've seen here looks incredible. I'm so happy they put a jacket on her in the blizzard. Makes more sense. I like how she has 2 ice picks because
also makes more sense.
Of course, right? In the first game, 1 was deadly enough, but now she's got 2. It looks like she's going for actual tombs.
Yeah, right? Instead of like the only actual tombs in the first game was those side things.
Yeah, I don't know why I had this thought that this whole game would take place in like the Arctic, but that was dumb of me. But because it showed more like her in the classic Lara gear, like tank top and tight cargo pants.
Yeah, you know, when you gotta raid tombs, you need mad pockets.
Yeah, and it's just, I can't wait. I just can't wait. Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah,
it
does.
It definitely looks like. Are you gonna get it like day one Xbox One, or will you wait till the inevitable PS4 release, like definitive edition? Because it was announced that this is now a timed exclusive.
No, I'm gonna get it day one Xbox. I have the definitive edition of the first game on my Xbox One anyway.
Oh, okay.
And so I figure, well, I was always going to buy it on one of the platforms. And it,
yeah, I think
whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to.
Yeah.
To wait that long for the inevitable PS4 edition. So
exactly. Yeah, and like, if you go back, like for listeners, you go back and listen. Like, I fucking loved the first Tomb Raider on PS4 360, and I'm definitely not waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you have anything else you want to talk about? I have one more.
I have one more. It's the HoloLens.
Right. Okay.
So Microsoft showed off a demo of the HoloLens with Minecraft. So like that's obviously the biggest thing that you could show off your augmented reality headset with.
Of course.
So they had pretty much like a literal sandbox, like a virtual literal sandbox, and all the sand went down and created a Minecraft village. And they were showing how you could like see your whole Minecraft area with the HoloLens, so you can raise up the ground to look underground, or you can take a bird's eye view. You can go in through buildings to look at people playing within the game and then zoom out. And you can edit stuff through the HoloLens. And that technology looks super cool, and it is that one step closer to our Minority Report future.
Yes.
But I feel like I would never want to play a game with that for longer than a couple hours.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that argument. At the same time, things could change.
Yeah, things can obviously change. Like, but off the demo they showed, like with Minecraft, there's a lot of things in Minecraft that I would rather do, like keyboard and mouse and or controller with. But that demo with the HoloLens looks super promising, and I love that Microsoft isn't bringing out another VR headset, but it is an augmented reality headset.
Yes.
Right, it's if there were three VR headsets like Oculus, Mobius, and this at the same time, well, Samsung's bringing out theirs, I guess.
Yeah,
but like if there were any more competition in that market, I feel it wouldn't be as cool as it was seeing this thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean the demo was cool. I do have a lot of concerns, but but there are more like technical concerns, like. They showed off that really fancy Minecraft, you play as God, whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to know how well that'll work in real life.
Yeah, I wonder if you need some sort of special surface.
Yeah.
Some special Microsoft surface.
But yeah, no, I mean, one step closer to the future. And it's
exciting. I'm always excited about the future.
Like, I always can't wait for the future, so it looks exciting. It's a shame though that I don't care for Minecraft.
Yeah, like Minecraft's like I'm surprised you don't care for Minecraft because it's Lego.
You know, there is something to be said about having the tangible bricks.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, but I do understand the draw to Minecraft.
Okay, all right.
Yes. The only last thing I want to bring out is probably I assume it's positioned as Microsoft's showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Gears 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gears 4. So I've never played any Gears of War game.
Interesting, because I'm on the opposite end. Gears of War was the game that got me to buy a 360.
Oh, wow. Even more so than Halo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In my mind, Gears of War is more Microsoft than Halo is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because before then, I only bought PlayStation. And then...
Oh, that is true, yes.
Yeah. So Gears of War is the one that got me to go Xbox and or to pick up an Xbox finally and open my eyes.
And open your eyes to the brown.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And so I really, really like Gears of War. Gears of War has never been the game that introduced the newest ideas or even the new ideas it did introduce weren't the most groundbreaking ones.
Yeah. And like there's like that whole thing of like. The hardcore people will be like, oh, like, Blind Fire was in Kill Switch first, but...
Yeah, and Pop and Lock and...
Yeah, Pop and Lock is... But really, like, Gears of War pretty much perfected it.
Yeah, it for me, like, Gears of War and Charted are kind of similar... Are the type of games I like, not because they're pushing the boundaries in terms of ingenuity, but they are the best at executing solid ideas already made. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's mm-hmm. that's always been my draw to video games. I'd rather take a game that is well crafted versus bringing the newest ideas, and that's what Gears of War is. And I've always liked it for how dumb it got in Gears of War 2. But like, there's probably no better game where I just feel so at home in shooting.
Well, I always hear that it's pretty much like the best shooting that you can get.
Yeah, like a third person shooter. I don't know. I can't think of a shotgun that's better
than the Gears of War 2 shotgun.
Yeah, or any of the Gears shotguns. Like it just clicks, you know.
I'm just disappointed that their new remaster isn't a collection.
Yes,
that it's just the first game.
Yeah, that's a bit of a disappointment, but especially because Gears of War 1 is my least favorite of the three.
Mm-hmm. But it also brings up a good thing of where they can actually focus on if they want to get the Gears of War 1 multiplayer to work. Because we kind of saw what happened when you try and tackle four games at once with the Halo collection.
Yeah, and right? Yeah, maybe it is a calculated plan for this.
Yeah, maybe they saw the collection and were like, maybe that's too much.
Yeah.
But it is just disappointing from a single player aspect that it's only the one.
Yeah. I mean, I do hope that they do the following two, mm-hmm. maybe even Judgment. I don't know.
Did you play Judgment?
No, I haven't, because after 3, to me, that was like, okay, that's the end.
Oh, is that so? Judgment's not like Marcus Fenix.
No, okay. Judgment is. Do you know? Oh, I forget his name.
Dom?
No.
Coltrane.
Coltrane and the blonde dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a prequel.
Oh, all right.
That's why I kind of didn't care.
And then, so this guy in Gears of War 4 is completely new.
Yes, yeah, same with the girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So like this thing to me, it's like it's looking less Gears, more Uncharted in a way. Like a lot of quips back and forth with your partner. It seems like a lot of more. Or like again, my limited knowledge on Gears. Like there's a lot of natural disaster escaping from that kind of stuff. Coincidences that lead you deeper into a more interesting level.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me a lot of Uncharted, but I don't know how prevalent that was in the original Gears of War.
So that's kind of ironic because Uncharted came out a year after the first Gears of War.
Oh, okay.
And everybody, the first comments were, oh, this is Sony's more lighthearted version of Gears of War.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. Because it was now, cause I mean, I love Uncharted, but the cover lock on the shooting was never as sharp as Gears. And I still don't think it's as sharp as Gears.
Mm-hmm.
But and when it comes to the quips and stuff, that's always been a Gears of War thing because you're always traveling with three more people.
Oh, okay, true. You are traveling with a squad.
Only in Uncharted, mm-hmm. it is more like witty banter with and stuff. Mm-hmm. Gears of War is more like bro talk.
Oh, okay.
Which and that could get grating on you, but there's a lot of funny things going on, and of course, natural disasters happen too.
Okay. Like I always just imagined in my head that Gears was more of this serious tone just based on the look, like everything's just gray and brown.
It's definitely more serious.
Okay.
But it has its, I don't want to say lighter moments, but it's got
its moments that aren't like soul crushing.
Yeah, it's got its comedic breaks.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, man, you see that flower at the beginning of the trailer?
I did.
That's sweet foliage. Look at all that foliage.
I can't wait for that foliage. But yeah, that's it.
So yeah, that's really all I had to bring up for the Microsoft press conference. Do you have anything else? Or?
Well, how do you feel about the show as a whole?
I feel the show was good. I don't feel it was like super super mind blowing,
mm-hmm.
but it's good to know that there is a reason I bought this Xbox One.
Yes,
and like that it's like right now it's my TV box, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, no, I have a similar situation.
Yeah, and it's really nice to see that there are games coming out for it. There's things in the future that I can get excited for,
mm-hmm.
and I don't regret buying this console.
Yeah, yeah. I still think, yeah, I guess like my opinion is similar to yours. I think as far as the show is concerned, I thought it was great. Like I love the pacing of Microsoft's show. It's always like announcement after announcement after announcement. They don't even stop and wait for you to applause. They're like, we got to get through this show.
Yeah, because they have an hour and a half, right? And they want to jam as much as they can.
Yeah, and I've always felt like that's always been why Sony's show is so long. Because they're like, they announce something.
They're Kojima directed.
Yeah, and then press conferences. Yeah, and they're like, okay, we're going to announce something. Now, please applaud. Thank you. Applaud one more time. Come on, come on. Fill our egos.
Let me feel it. Let me feel it.
Yeah, there you go. Now we can move on to the next announcement. But yeah, as for the games they showed off, yeah, it's definitely, it wasn't mind-blowing. Like, everything they showed off was to be expected. Mm-hmm. But they were all games that I'm, or at least the large games were the ones I was most interested in, and the reason why I bought my Xbox.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm excited. Tomb Raider looks good.
Just last comments. Listen, Lara Croft looking fine.
Okay, though, that was the one thing I wanted to say. They changed her character model.
Yeah, she's like, she looked a little chubby in the face. Like,
okay, what I want you to do after we, and this goes to everybody else, look at the first game's Tomb Raider and look at Lara Croft. She looks like Lara Croft, like hyper realistic, I would describe her.
Okay.
The one in this, I want you to look up a girl named Camilla Luddington. She's the voice actress. And then you'll be like, oh, shit.
Oh, she does. I know what she looks like. You're right.
They modeled her directly after a voice actress now. Now, I always thought that girl was a cutie, but I'm just like, all right.
They just straight up took. They're like, yeah, we'll just change it.
And I'm like, and you got a sick voice, or at least I'm attracted to your voice. So if I get to see more of your pretty face, sure.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yo, so sexist.
I am.
All right.
I am. What are we talking about? This is a game led by a female hero.
True, true.
Feminist.
Hashtag feminism. Okay. But yeah, man, that was the conference. Mm-hmm. Do you want to give it like a letter grade, or do you want to give it, or do you want to say your thoughts on it, or?
Okay, yeah, no, like pretty simple. I think I would give it an A for the show and a B for the actual game shown.
Okay. Yeah, I'd give it a B across the board. Mm-hmm. I like the show, and I liked the game shown, and it's really good to see that there is a reason I bought this console.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
I forgot. But the best part of this conference was after the conference.
Oh god.
When they showed the Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer. Yo, I'm not gonna talk about it here, but I recommend everybody watch that trailer.
Yeah.
It's really sick.
Sure. Sure. Speaking of which, I just got Ground Zeroes on PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yeah. It's free this month. So, yeah, everybody go pick up Ground Zeroes. So
maybe I'll play that. But in the meantime, I'm going to go download the Gears of War Ultimate beta.
Oh, I can do that too, yeah.
Play that. And then we will reconvene in about an hour and a half's time.
For EA?
For EA. So stay tuned until then.
All right, see you guys later.